U.S. Senate committee passes a resolution to help Tel Aviv in case of an Israeli attack on Iran. Resolution 65 has been approved by the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee. It states that the U.S. will assist Israel diplomatically, economically, and militarily if it takes military action against Iran. The powerful pro-Israeli lobby AIPAC has urged the full Senate to act fast to adopt the resolution. The resolution comes a day after Israel threatened to attack Iran. Israel's chief of staff, Benny Gantz, says Tel Aviv is capable of attacking Iran without foreign support. Gantz says Tel Aviv has its own plans and forecasts and will take the decision to wage a war against Iran on its own. Iran has repeatedly pledged to give a crushing response to any attack on its soil. Well, to discuss that story more, we're now joined by international lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam, who's joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Lam, welcome to the program. Now, if memory serves me correct, the U.S. administration has time and again stated that it does not support an Israeli strike on Iran. Now, if the full Senate does pass this recent proposal, don't you think that there's a hint of inconsistency there?
Well, and unrealism on behalf of AIPAC when they announced after the passage before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee only of Senate Resolution 65. It's got a long way before it gets supported by the Congress, and it is not supported by the White House. This is contrary to articulated American policy. What it is just more of the hype. It is now that there have been 69 pro-Zionist resolutions coming out of one of the committee or the other of the U.S. Congress. 69 in the past 6 years. So this is a throwaway. The only reason it's significant, and we're talking about it, is that it comes as part of a coordinated effort between AIPAC, the Zionist lobby in the U.S., and the Zionist occupiers of Palestine, guys like Gantz. So they try to coordinate it. They want to create in the image of the public, for in Israel and America and around the world, that there's this NATO-type alliance and devotion. Well, we could discuss the devotion another time, but the fact is this will not have the effect of Article 5 of the NATO Charter. It will not be a requirement that the Americans back up an aggression. Remember, the NATO is an attack on one is an attack on all, not an aggression. So I don't put much into it. The only way I see it as being dangerous at all right now is the current context. Look, Israel is being eclipsed. The government isn't much. More and more opposition, resistance around the world. I'm not talking just about Iran growing stronger and Israel growing weaker every week or Hezbollah. None of that. I'm talking about BDS, the boycott and the disinvestiture and the sanctions on American campuses, and the rising up with the economic problems, the realization that we can no longer afford American taxpayers $8.2 million every day of the year. So faced with that swing and of the pendulum, and that history is increasingly rejecting this last 19th century colonial enterprise, Zionist occupation of Palestine, they're in a tough spot. Israel's in a tough spot. Korea's taking the attention. Their project in Syria's not working. The opposition isn't what they hoped for. Bashar Assad is likely going to remain, or at least the regime's going to remain. So it's a dangerous period. It's a dangerous period because Israel, I don't think they'll make good on these threats. But when they get into this corner, they tend to strike out. So that's, sorry to go on, but that's the context in which I would see Senate Foreign Relations Committee Resolution 65. Not more than that.
All right, thank you very much, international lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.